ABC Radio Australia.
Global COVID-19 restrictions continue to pile stress on Pacific Island business owners, with a new survey showing that optimism in the future is dwindling. As Nick Fogarty reports, businesses are continuing to shutter their doors as the pandemic drags on, and it's having a damaging flow-on effect to mental health.
Esmeralda Lotam is one of the Pacific's emerging young social entrepreneurs. As the Samoan founder of a sportswear company, doubles as a social enterprise promoting mental health.
When I was living in Samoa and playing a few different sports, I played touch and netball over there, I noticed that there was a big gap, especially with women in sports and the support that women have. So coming out with the compression gear was to support female athletes, but also to raise the bar and allow them to think differently.
Ms. Lotam was supposed to be moving to Fiji in March, but instead, she's in Brisbane, where she got stuck when Fiji's government closed the border as the COVID-19 pandemic took hold.
I've tried to take the positives out of it rather than just kind of take it for what it was. I know I've been talking to a few of my girlfriends in Melbourne with their lockdown, and they're finding it quite hard mentally as well, just not being able to get out and do the usual. So the restrictions have been quite challenging for most of us across the board.
Esmeralda Lotam is indicative of the small and medium business owners featured in the survey of regional businesses published by the Pacific Trade Invest Agency, PTI. This month is the seventh such survey completed since the COVID pandemic began, with responses from 136 businesses across countries including Samoa, Cook Islands, Tuvalu and Niue. Across nearly every category of question, respondents appear less optimistic about their futures than they have been all year. Caleb Jarvis is the Trade and Investment Commissioner for PTI Australia.
What we're seeing at the moment, and this is our seventh monthly survey, is that things continue to deteriorate. Business confidence in particular has decreased again, with only 67% of businesses confident that they're going to survive COVID-19. The proportion of businesses are reporting a decline in revenue is at its highest since reporting began at 93%. You know, so I think we're just starting to see the real economic and business impacts of COVID-19 on businesses. And unfortunately, I don't think that's going to improve anytime soon.
Much of the drop in Pacific business has been directly or indirectly related to the tourism industry as national governments across the region shut their borders to international travellers. Despite this, around 15% of respondents said their government hadn't offered any support to businesses, and 43% were dissatisfied with their government's response. One Samoan respondent in the agriculture sector said government support had been limited to tourism and hospitality, while the Marshall Islands respondent said only those with close connections to government were getting relief. Caleb Jarvis says that while satisfaction with government has increased across this year's surveys, Pacific Island businesses were having to draw on a hard shell of resilience grown from adversity.
And what we're seeing at the moment with the economic downturn is that Pacific Islanders are really resorting back to traditional practices, that they are really coming together as communities. And across most of the Pacific Islands, the traditional community structures are well intact, and we're seeing families and villages rallying around each other and supporting everybody that they can in that way, which is really good.
Nevertheless, 74% of those surveyed say the pandemic is negatively affecting their mental health, up from 65% just a month ago. Esmeralda Lotam says it's not surprising that mental well-being has yo-yoed when the unspecified endpoint of the pandemic is combined with the physical barriers created by it.
It becomes more difficult to kind of keep that up. And I think one of the most interesting things that I kind of read was that one of the top challenges was that the impact of closure of borders, international borders. So it kind of just highlights how much we rely on family presence physically, that, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on prior to COVID with, you know, sick family members and things like that. But for us not to be able to fly over whenever we want to see our family members or to offer that support in person, so different to, you know, be able to exchange that, you know, kiss on the cheek or give a hug or, you know, have the for business. It's the handshakes and, you know, the eye contact and things like that. Whereas it's very difficult to share that through a screen and build that rapport. If we're talking about business, build that business rapport on screen.
As a mental health advocate, she's adopted a prevention is better than cure approach.
to bring up healthy conversations around mental health and ways that we can actually combat and look at mental health and what that looks like from a psychological and a physiological perspective before we actually get to the ends of using secondary and tertiary healthcare facilities because of, you know, crashing or, you know, because of overworking ourselves and going through the path of depression and high-end anxiety and things like that.